Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Saturday, June 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. I want to encourage you. Jesus is here. Jesus is with you in this moment. We are one with him. He lives in us. We live in him. His transformation work is happening in you and in me right now at this moment. And today's meeting with Jesus, my prayer is that it fans into flame the gift of God within you, that it is part of your story of growing in faith and hope and love, that it's part of your story in being a light in all places and being the love of God in rooms that might otherwise not have his care, his attention, his focus, his affection expressed. And so blessings as we enter into God's nearness and love awareness today, because there is a story that is unfolding in your life and mine. I want to encourage you as we go through our All the Things journey together to send in your Holy Spirit stories. You can go to seedbed.com/Holy Spirit Stories and get information there as to how to submit it, or you could just email us at wakeupcall@seedbed.com. That works for us as well. Let's get those stories coming in, and then I'm going to be sharing some of them in our social spaces on our Wake Up Call Facebook page, and then occasionally on our Instagram as well, Wake Up Call Instagram. So you can join in there to hear some of those. All right. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, Jesus Undid the Works of the Evil One, and we can too. And our text is from 1 John 3, verse 8b. Hear the word of the Lord. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. The word of the Lord. Consider this. Our church would often set up shop at a local gas station near the high school where we were meeting to give out cold drinks on hot summer days. Here's a story from one of those times. The couple was clearly struggling as they walked up to our team. Our church was giving away free cans of cold soda on a hot summer day, and this man and woman had been walking by. We're living in our car, she said. Yes, he said. It's been really hard. As we stood in that gas station parking lot, I prayed with them. They began to come to our church meeting in a high school just a few blocks away. And after a few Sundays, they gave their hearts to Jesus. The enemy planned to devour them. Jesus planned to make them whole. Our team was partnering with Jesus in undoing the devil's work in the lives of those in our city. And that's just one story among hundreds of stories from times like that that our congregation experienced over and over in our church in Cambridge, Ontario. Well, if you have the strength, look at the news today and take a few moments as you do. Try to be objective, not just sucked into its rises and falls. Do you feel it? The goodness and hope in you running right alongside the tumult, the struggle, the despair, the anxiety, the chaos of our time. John the Apostle, reaching back into what he understood Jesus to be doing in his All the Things ministry, said that Jesus had come to destroy the devil's work. Jesus came to undo the works of the evil one, to unravel them, to turn all of what the enemy intended for evil to work for the good. Romans 8:28. Think about the woman caught in adultery in John's gospel. The devil wants to bring shame, condemnation, and destruction to her in that moment. What does Jesus do? He steps into the middle of it. He puts himself in harm's way at her side, and he writes in the sand. John 8:1-11. With a simple act of solidarity, he aligns himself with the accused and dispels the taunting of the scapegoat-hungry crowd. He undoes, subverts, diffuses what the accuser is doing. Jesus only does what he sees the Father doing, and he resists what he sees the devil doing. When Zacchaeus, a despised tax collector, is seen by Jesus up in a tree, Jesus names him like a friend, publicly before his detractors, and invites him into table fellowship, the best kind. Luke 9:1-10. The enemy wanted to isolate Zacchaeus, to keep him in bondage to rejection by his fellow Jews. Jesus will have none of it. He faces down the adversary of Zacchaeus' soul and offers fellowship and friendship publicly to a man despised by others. He destroys what the devil was doing to destroy Zacchaeus. When Mary is being ridiculed by Judas for pouring perfume on Jesus' feet, the Lord of Hearts speaks blessing over her, shielding her from the accusations of the perhaps well-meaning but decidedly wrong disciple. John 12:3-8 is where that is. Mary didn't need Judas's affirmation. She was functioning from her fellowship with Jesus. Jesus, in affirming Mary's action, puts to shame the accuser who wants to belittle her. When we say yes to partnering with Jesus in undoing the works of the evil one around us, we are partnering in the great resistance to the crushing of human hearts. We may do this through prayer ministry or the ministries of encouragement, leadership, or healing. Or we may simply stand or sit with someone who is believing the enemy's voice in their lives more than the voice of their loving Heavenly Father. What is the devil, the accuser, the adversary doing in the lives of those within your reach? How can you partner with the Holy Spirit in destroying the devil's work to steal, kill, and destroy? John 10:10. Let's pray our prayer together for this morning. Lord Jesus, the work of the enemy seems so powerful at times, confusing even those who have put their faith and hope in you. Give me the courage, by your Spirit, to enter those circumstances with love and an expectation that your gifts of power will be available to set the captive free in front of me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here are today's journal prompts. What do you see the enemy doing in the lives of those you will work with or meet today? A second journal prompt is this: how can you partner with Jesus in undoing the works of the evil one? Think about your life as you know it. How can you partner with Jesus in undoing the works of the evil one? And according to yesterday, perceiving what the Father is doing and then joining him in that work of teasing apart, undoing, often unraveling the work of the evil one, coming in the posture of love and humility and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control and all those things. How can you partner with what the Father's doing? So our activation for today, I'm joining in it. I hope you'll join me in it. With an eye to see God's will be done and his kingdom come. Remember our kingdom prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here on earth as it's being done in heaven. Watch for signs that someone is under the control of the enemy's narrative in their life. Ask God how you can participate in seeing his narrative overtake the narrative the person is believing. And if appropriate, share that new narrative with them in person or in written form. You could say, I've sometimes asked this, could I restory that for you for a moment? And then I try to just tell a very short, different story. Let's say that your heart is what God is actually after in this. And some of the struggle that you're going through is not because you're just bad and you have no value. It's an alternate story that you are loved beyond measure, that you are of utmost value. And Jesus is welcoming you into a new wholeness of life that you haven't experienced before. Lots of ways to say that, but see if that might be a part of that journey. You could say it, you could write it. Tell them the story you believe that God would tell them. All right. Well, let's sing a song that declares the right story today. It's a song by Matt Maher. I love it. And Mia Fieldus. It's Let No One Caught in Sin Remain Inside the Lie of Inward Shame. We fix our eyes upon the cross. We run to him who showed great love and bled for us. Freely you bled for us. So let's sing that together. All right, so this is hymn number 262 in our Great Redeemer's Praise, Christ is Risen from the Dead.
Let no one caught in sin remain inside the lie of inward shame. We fix our eyes upon the cross and look to him who showed great love and who bled for us. Freely you bled for us. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Beneath the weight of all our sin, he bowed to none but heaven's will. No scheme of hell, no scoffer's crown, no burden gray can hold you down in strength. You reign forever, let your church proclaim. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Even though death, where is your sting? And though hell, where is your victory? And oh, church, come stand in the light. The glory of God has defeated the night. And oh, death, where is your sting? And oh, hell, where is your victory? And go, church, come stand in the light. Our God is not dead, he's alive, he's alive. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come and rise up from the dead. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Come awake, rise up from the grave.
Now that's a true story. That is the truest of true stories. We are ambassadors of Christ today. You are an ambassador of Christ. I'm an ambassador of Christ. Let's head into the fields today, being the love of God to all those around us. Don't forget to send in your Holy Spirit stories to wakeupcall@seedbed.com. You can email it or just go to seedbed.com/Holy Spirit stories. We'd love to hear everything that's happening in your life. All right, let's get our seeds together. I need to get some seeds from John David here, but let's get our seeds together and let's head into the fields. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilde.